This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Welcome. This is Retire South Shore Radio, as you heard, and it's a pleasure and honor to be here as always. I'm Jordan Rich with Mark Rolette, the founder of South Shore Retirement Services, offering real-world retirement solutions. He's also the president, of course, and the chief cook and bottle washer, although there are a lot of people who are in a support role that are very important we'll talk about. First of all, early happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. Yeah. I wonder what you're going to be doing on that special day.
Well, I know what I'm going to be doing. It's my wife's birthday, so I have no choice but to be dedicated to celebration.
I will be working.
And she'll be wearing green, as she always does on that day. But it's at the whole month is St. Patrick's Day,
as far as I'm concerned. Yes, this is true. This is true. And that's the turn, and the weather starts to turn.
Absolutely.
Although we've had pretty good weather anyway.
Well, we're here to talk about retirement, about the not just the financial aspects, but also the emotional and also the human side of it, which is what you care about with your clients. But the first topic is what everybody's talking about,
yeah.
And that's the issue of the coronavirus, which is obviously something that public health officials need to take seriously. But we've seen the impact on the financial markets. It's got a lot of people worried.
It's been a roller coaster, and you know, a lot of people are terrified that, you know. We talk about it at the workshops all the time. We deal with income distribution planning.
Right.
Helping people, you know, make sure that they can't outlive their money. So it's the period in time when you're actually taking money out of your accounts. And if you're not positioned properly to be able to kind of hedge against situations like the coronavirus impacting the stock market, could you imagine if, you know, Monday a couple of weeks ago, if that was the day that you had to take your distribution out of your account and you planned to take, you know, 3% out of the account that day, but the market dropped considerably. Now you're taking 4 or 5% out of your account. That could throw things off dramatically. So we try to make sure that people are able to have a balance of protection. If things like what are happening now continue to happen, that it won't impact your day-to-day essential living expenses.
Now, that is a huge determination and issue that we need to talk about, because for a lot of people in this particular spell that we're in, they're just riding it out. They're thinking, you know, that's what I'm doing. I mean, I know things are going to come back. I know things are cyclical, but it's the retirees or the soon-to-be who are, you know, most worried. That's why you really believe that if you put together the kind of plan where you don't have to worry,
right.
It makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, nobody has a crystal ball, believe me. I love coming every week and chatting with you on the radio, and I love meeting with clients, and I love what I do.
Mm.
But if I had a crystal ball, I'd probably be on a private island somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you would be in American Samoa.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. And it is emotional. You're watching the market drop, and you're like, gosh, do I get out, then you get out, and then it goes back up. And so it's nerve-wracking, and especially nerve-wracking even more so with people who are approaching retirement, who are already in retirement, who don't have the time to recoup. You know, the old saying that always every broker would tell a client, the market will come back, you just got to hold out. That's fine if you've got 10 or 15 years before you're going to need to start using the money. But if you're going to start to need to use the money in a year or in 6 months or, you know, a closer period of time, that could have a profound effect on how much money you're going to be able to live on. It's called the sequence of returns, which we talk about a lot in
our
workshops.
Right, right. So we're in the midst of I think some of it is a media-grown crisis to a certain extent. Because if you look at the numbers, many more people get the flu and die, sadly, from that every year. Nobody talks about it. But the fact of the matter is, coronavirus or not, your mandate personally is to make sure that whoever walks through that door, whether it be a single individual or a couple, that things are put in place to assure that couple in their world and what they're dealing with that they're going to be safe.
Yeah, you got to have something that's a strategy in place that's able to weather all storms, because I say this to clients all the time, if you can make 2 or 3% more in retirement, how's that going to impact your life? It's probably not going to impact your life greatly. So our job is to try to smooth out the volatility of the market to make sure that your income is not interrupted ever, regardless of what happens. So we kind of have, and we have partners, and we'll talk about, you know, people on the team.
Right.
But we want to be able to protect a portion of your money. We use fixed indexed annuities to protect from the downside when the market goes down. You can't lose money when the market goes up. You'll participate in the upside.
Mm-hmm.
So if the market's down, you pull the money from that side of the equation, right? Something that's not losing money. If the market's doing really well, you take it from the other side. We have, partners with Marshall Wealth Management, because people still want to have growth. They still want to have that whole side of the thing. So if the market's doing gangbusters, you maybe take some chips off the table there and start, you know, cashing in some winnings at that point. So it's a balancing act, but it's a balancing act that can be methodically put together, that it's not, you're not guessing.
I was talking to somebody who recently retired, and they're very, very happy with how things have worked out because they did the proper planning. And one of the comments was, now I can go and actually gamble and not really worry about it. I can play bingo. I can go to Foxwoods, because that's gambling. That's throwing your money down and having fun and all that. Hopefully not losing your shirt, but just having fun and maybe making a few bucks, which is entertainment. What we're talking about is your life and your legacy. Well, which is protected.
Yeah, I mean, we're dealing with people on a daily basis regarding their life savings, and it becomes very emotional, and they become very, obviously, everyone's attached to their money, and they want to make sure that there's a strategy in place when they start looking at it logically that, all right, I need $5,400 a month to cover my mortgage, my health insurance, my gas, utilities, my essential expenses. I want to make sure that that's locked in, that regardless of what happens in the world, that I'm always going to have that through a combination of whatever you have, social security, investments, pension plans. And then I still want to be able to do the lifestyle things. I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to do these things. And it's all a kind of a personal preference. There's no right and wrong answer here. Some people are willing to take more risk. Some people don't want to take any risk. You know, you can't necessarily stuff it under the mattress because you won't make any money.
Right.
So these conversations are what we have on a daily basis with folks as to what are you trying to achieve? What's the most important thing to you?
And to that end, there are no obligation consultations. You have them all the time. It's the way we do business, you do business. And if people would like to inquire about that at any time, they can call 781-277-4308. And if you can't remember that number, and I will repeat it, don't worry, then just remember this, retiresouthshore.com, retiresouthshore.com. Because it really is an information overload issue. People are getting so much news, so much of it bad news, that it's easy to get waylaid and to get confused.
It can be terrifying. I mean, not only are you worried about your health, but you're worried about the future of where you're going to, you know, where you're going to live, how you're going to live, and how much money you're going to have. And it can be nerve-wracking, especially when you're so close to it, because it's your money, right?
Exactly. And you're so close to it because this is when the money is coming back at you. We talk about this a lot. It's the growth, the growth, the growth, and then all of a sudden it's let's take it out and use it.
Which is a completely different paradigm.
Totally different.
People are so used to just putting money away. And sure, they watch it and, you know, people are aware of when the market dips or when it's doing really, really well. But if they're several years out, and it's not as big a concern. But when you go into the distribution phase, when you start taking money out, the sequence of how you make returns is critical. The market doesn't run in a linear fashion. It doesn't make X percent every single year. It goes up and it goes down. And ultimately, you can end up with the same return. And it's fine if you're not pulling money out. But if you're pulling money out, that has a huge impact on it. Yeah, I'm not suggesting timing the market. I don't know how to time the market. Nobody does. Anyone tells you they do, they're fortune telling.
The advantage of being of retirement age is we've lived through these before. In other words, if you have any historical perspective, you don't have to be an economist. You know things go down, things go back up, but traditionally they end up on the upside. The point is, with the corona story and other issues, the election and so forth, there is going to be volatility. The point is, Mark and his team are intent on making sure you don't have to worry about the money.
Yeah, I mean, there's been situations like this before. You know, SARS, avian flu, the swine flu, Ebola. If you look at the statistics of these things, they did impact the market, but by month end, the market had rebounded and come back and gone up again. that I guess just puts people in the perspective of don't make a knee-jerk reaction to what's happening. But at the same time, if you're pulling money out, it doesn't really matter if it rebounds. If you had to pull money out while it was down, that has an impact on you. So again, using our process and our strategies with hedging against, you know, whatever happens, being able to protect a portion of a person's money to make sure that their income is not impacted by things that are going on that you have no control over, that puts people's just minds at ease.
We introduced this with a slogan offering real-world retirement solutions, and it's not just words. Real-world means you're encompassing a lot of issues, not just the money side of things, but also the legal side of things. Every one of us listening to this and involved with any aspect of life has an estate. And people think, oh, I have to be Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies to have an estate. No, not that kind of estate. Talk a little bit about the importance of that you assert to having the legal deeds in order.
I mean, you can't have one without the other, right? I mean, you need to have, you know, people talk about spokes in a wheel or, you know, legs on a chair. And in order to have a chair standing up, you need to have, you know, your income sources, you need to have your growth sources, you need to have estate planning taken care of, and you need to potentially look at legacy planning. And they all kind of tie into each other. So when we sit with clients, we help them develop an income strategy that works for them, a growth strategy that, again, works for them. Then we look at their estate plans, because you can have fantastic financials and everything squared away from a money standpoint, but if you don't have a proper estate plan, it could all be for naught if something happens to one of you. So we offer low-cost legal work to people who call in from the radio show or people who come to our workshops. Bill Caldwell has been on the show a number of times. I've worked with him for more than 10 years, and he's been in the legal profession for more than 30, and we offer full estate plans, two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust for $399. It's been so well received, and you absolutely have to have those documents in place. If you have anything, you have an estate. If you have people that you want to leave money to, you have a need for an estate plan. And then with all these changing rules, we talked about the Secure Act a couple of weeks ago that came into play at the beginning of the year with regards, one of the big impacts was leaving pre-tax 401ks and IRAs, leaving those to non-spouse beneficiaries. That's completely turned upside down. It's changed now. You can't do it in the same way you used to be able to do it. So people have questions as to, well, what's the best strategy for me, you know? So we spend a lot of time talking about what's the most efficient way for you to make sure that you have enough money, you know, minimize your volatility, minimize your tax liability, pass on your assets to the people that you want the money to go to as tax efficiently as possible.
Many folks would like to meet you at an upcoming seminar, and they have that opportunity this week, Mark. Two opportunities, in fact, Tuesday and Thursday at the Thayer Public Library in Braintree. And it's very accessible, and it's a great idea if you want to get on board and ask a few questions and get a brief overview as to Social Security and where we are. And I'm sure you'll cover some of the topics we're talking about today.
Yeah,
if people ask about them.
Give people an overview on what we do, why we do it, how Social Security timing ties into overall retirement distribution, retirement planning, and just kind of give them real world examples of people who have gone through our process and how we help them make sure that they secured their income and had more income. So it's a good opportunity for people to come in and learn.
So two of them are coming up this week, as mentioned, Tuesday and Thursday, each at 6:30 p.m. at the Thayer Public Library in Braintree. And you can find out more details at retiresouthshore.com. And if you'd like to be there and make sure you have a seat, because these are pretty popular, there's no cost, of course, call ahead, 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. More on what's going on in the world, how it affects you and your retirement, when we return with Retire South Shore.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so I surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Get the custom and holistic plan you need to live your successful retirement. Now, back to Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
And welcome back. This is part two of Retire South Shore Radio this week with me, Jordan, and Mark Rolette, the founder of South Shore Retirement Services. And it located in Hingham. We say that all the time because this is a South Shore-based company. Although you got people all over the place. I visited Florida and felt like rolling down my window and waving to some of your friends who are in Florida. A lot of snowbirds down there.
Oh, my God. And they love telling me that they're down in the warm weather when it's freezing up here.
By the way, as I talked about the seminars, I should remind people that, boy, this last series, you were sold out. So it's important for people to call ahead.
Yeah, I hated to do it. We had to turn some people away. We just had the rooms were at capacity. So it's... People want this information. They want to be able to come to a non-threatening environment and learn as much as possible. And that's really what we do. We're trying to educate people on what strategies they should potentially be looking at from a Social Security, from a retirement distribution planning standpoint, and from an estate planning standpoint.
So for these upcoming seminars this week, again, Thayer Public Library, Tuesday and Thursday at 6:30 p.m., do call ahead to make sure there's room. 781-277-4308. And a nice addition to all the other communication devices is Facebook. The Facebook page is growing.
Yes, we have Becky in the office who's been helping us with our social media because I'm very limited in how that works. But yeah, people can go on South Shore Retirement Facebook page and they can register for coming to a workshop or contact us. And there's a lot of good information that we post there on a weekly basis.
We talked earlier about the need to have your legal house in order. That makes perfect sense. There are other aspects to what it is that you and your team offer that I always love to cover because there are people out there listening right now saying, well, I'm really concerned about my house. I'm really concerned about my taxes with that looming April 15th right around the corner. Let's talk about some of the other services.
Yeah, I mean, we want to have what we like to call the holistic approach to retirement planning and holistic meaning that you're covering all bases. So myself, I help people strategize with Social Security. We help them build income strategies using annuities. We have relationships with Marshall Wealth Management and Brian Galligan, who's a registered investment advisor, who will talk to clients about the stocks, mutual funds, that side of things as well. We also want to make sure that the legal aspect is taken care of. We chatted about that before the break. Bill Caldwell and myself have been offering low-cost legal work to clients of our office for more than 10 years, $399 for an entire estate plan. But there's other things that people have issues about. Medicare is a big one. Stu Millard and myself have had relationship for many years, and he's the Medicare specialist. He'll sit with clients as they get close to 65 or as they're leaving a full-time job, and they have to transition and go on the Medicare Part B, and they have to know what other insurance that they might need. He'll sit with them and just take the guesswork out of that. We also have a CPA firm, Pinkham CPAs. Mike and Dave have done my taxes for years, and we started chatting in the last couple of years about being able to offer advice to existing clients and people who come in the door because they have lots of, some are easy tax questions, some are technical tax questions. I don't give tax advice. Mm. So I wanted to have a resource in place to be able to do that. People have multiple homes and then they sell a home or they're leaving a job and they're selling off stock or they're doing something like that and they want to be able to run it past someone. So they're a fantastic resource to have.
Marshall Wealth Management and the CPA firm are not affiliated with South Shore Retirement Services. We'll just say that. And we also can say that this particular week, because of what's going on in the news with the coronavirus, yeah. with the election, with the, all that stuff, tendency for the phone calls to increase in volume. You've got a great team of people, support staff, who are very important to this operation.
Yeah, I mean, people are very nervous when things like this go on. And, you know, you see the market collapsing one day and then soaring the next day. And this doesn't seem like there's a rhyme or reason to what's going on. And the television stations are telling you different things on a different day. They just don't want you to change the channel. That's my opinion.
I think you're right about that.
So people, you know, if they're concerned and they call the office, and obviously the first people that they talk to are either Holly or Carol. They want some reassurance that, you know, if they've already gone through the process with us, you know, things are okay. Things are fine. You know, it's not going to impact your day-to-day income. Sure, the market might go up, market might go down. You might lose a couple of dollars, but we've set up strategies in place that we can kind of weather both sides of the coin and weather all storms. People who haven't gone through the process are calling and they're like, I got to get out. You don't want to make a knee-jerk reaction to something that's short-lived. And right. we talked about that before the break. Things like this have happened before and it always tends to rebound. So you have to look at it from a logical, methodical standpoint and say, when do I need the money? How much money do I need? How much money do I need to set aside in order to make sure that my life or mine and my spouse's life is not impacted by something like this that's happening?
In the current situation with the COVID-19, yes, there's going to be a run on Purell. Yes, there's going to be a run on bottled water. That's human nature. When a snowstorm, the first one of the year, is predicted,
same thing happens.
Yep. Milk and bread, because you don't want to run out of French toast when you're alone. But that's fine. I think people are smart to take precautions and all that. We're talking about a whole different structure in place, which is I equate what you do, from knowing you as long as I have, to building a very concrete metal beam supported structure that's going to, as you say, weather a financial storm or anything else, as opposed to a tiki hut. Looks great, right? Looks,
yeah.
And you can't wait to get there and get some sun, but it could blow away with the slightest gale.
You know what it is? I've been doing this for more than 20 years. People want reassurance, but people want income. That's what they want when they go into retirement. They want to make sure, all right, I need $75,000 a year to live on. How do I make sure that I always have $75,000 a year to live on? That's the most important thing to people from our experience. So we build strategies to help people see where the money's going to come from. I mean, I know there's lots of competition and there's lots of other people who do similar types of strategies as our firm. We just feel that we're unique in that we're able to accomplish everything for a client from a retirement perspective and an estate planning perspective, and show them that not only is it about the money, it's about you, it's about your life, it's about your family, it's about leaving money to the next generation, it's about communicating with them on a consistent basis to reassure them that, all right, something is happening that's bad in the world and it's awful, people are passing away and it's affecting the market, but it's not going to affect the check that's coming to you next week.
You said family, and I want to do this for those who have not yet met us here on the program. There are new listeners all the time. You, of course, have your folks in Ireland.
Yes.
And they're retired. Your dad worked for the Guinness factory for, what, 42?
He worked there for 32 years.
So 32. I added 10 years. Sorry about that, Dad. But you also have three daughters, and they're all, you know, under the age of 16, I believe.
Yeah.
So you're coming at this, and I always suggest that Mark's very conservative, small c, conservative. You're coming at this because you know what your dad did to earn his money and get his pension. You know how important that is in his life and in yours, knowing he's safe with some background and income. But you also know you've got your kids to take care of.
Yeah,
long term.
I think I can relate a lot to the clients that I work with because mm-hmm. that's how I grew up, and growing up in another country where there wasn't as many choices as there are now, and people just worked and then they got an income from a pension and they had the Irish equivalent of Social Security. It's just much more complicated now. So there's so many choices for people in America with regards to what you can do with your money. And people are nervous because they don't know what they don't know. They don't know the right answers. My job is not to dazzle you with my intelligence. My job is to make things as simple as possible so you understand why you did something. You understand where the money's coming from. But most importantly, you understand that the money's never going to stop coming as long as somebody is alive, that they're always going to have an income. They're always going to have flexibility and they'll have ways to change things because life changes. But the consistent thing that they'll always have is a check every single month from whatever source it might be.
The criticisms are valid, you know, when it comes to government, there are a lot of issues. But one of the things that's true is every time we go through a major crisis, particularly the kind in 08 and 09,
yep,
things are adjusted and protections are put in place. I can't think of a – I mean, it's obviously nothing's perfect, but I can't think of a better time to be invested in the U.S. economy with all of the new regulations, protections, et cetera. Doesn't mean there won't be problems, but think about it. I mean, if it were 40 years ago, you didn't have all the opportunities that you have today,
no,
even 20 years ago.
I agree with you. Yeah, I don't think that people want to make sort of knee-jerk reactions right now with what's going on. You just want to make sure that you have a solid foundation in place. And that's what I would suggest to people is that, you know, the majority of people we see have some form of a plan already. We're just giving them a second opinion, giving them our two cents on what they're doing. And if what they're doing is perfect and there's no reason to change, then we'll tell them there's no reason to change.
And finally, Mark, as we've said over and over again, the issue is communication. It's so vital for people to get answers quickly, particularly in a situation like this. And I know you've stepped it up, and it's impossible to talk to everybody in the present, but you're trying to get back to people as quickly as you can. These are folks who are worried, but you're looking to communicate with them as quickly as possible.
Yeah, people don't want to have an 800 number and you know, be sitting on hold for a half an hour watching the, you know, the world melting down on whatever news channel they decide to watch. So yeah, when people call, we get right back to them. They talk to a live person and we can reassure them that if they've gone through the process, all right, it's okay. This is why we did this. And this is a situation that, you know, the strategy that we're using is protecting, you know, your income, protecting your assets going forward.
So before we close out, we want to remind you again about this week's seminars that are happening, and they're both happening at a very convenient spot, the Thayer Public Library. It's on Washington Street in Braintree, Thayer Public Library, 6:30 p.m. this coming Tuesday, this coming Thursday. And don't forget to check the Facebook page, which has the updates, right, for South Shore Retirement Services. Don't forget to check retiresouthshore.com. And very soon, I can announce this, we're going to be doing some podcasts as well. The podcast will be short and informational and be available to people, because if you can't catch the radio show live, then you'll be able to do that, get the essence of what we talk about in the podcast. So look for that. But if you'd like to call ahead for the upcoming seminars to reserve a space, 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. And I realize we have another weekend to go before I wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, but you can say it now.
But actually, I was told that in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day isn't celebrated as it is here.
It's still celebrated. It's not as big. It's funny, though. The first time I ever went to a St. Patrick's Day parade in my life was when I moved to America. I'd never been to one in Ireland. So.
Not surprised. Same thing with Columbus, I think, Columbus Day. Well, we will be back next week. But in the interim, if you have any questions and concerns, if you are currently a client, by all means, you know how to reach Mark. But if you're concerned in general and you just want an informational session, no obligation, and he and his team are willing to do that. 781-277-4308. Have a great week. Stay well.
You too, sir. Take care.
This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.